Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, I'm going to come clean. You know something?
What?
I've had a problem with procrastination. I have. How about
I just
you?
I don't believe that you've had a problem with that.
I'm a closet procrastinator. You know what I mean? It just really depends. I sort of pick at it, you know? Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I'm all over the place until I stumbled upon a brilliant little book. It's called Solving the Procrastination Puzzle, and I hunted down Dr. Tim Pitchell, the director of the Center for Initiatives in Education at Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada, and I am thrilled to have Dr. Pitchell on our show. Welcome Dr. Pitchell to the Her Radio Show.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for those glowing words. I appreciate it very much.
Well, and Pam,
well, the
really,
glowing
I'm glad,
words are, yeah,
I'm
they're
glad
well
you
deserved.
I'm glad you didn't procrastinate on this, getting Dr. Pitchell on the line, because I need help with this too. I'm an outright just procrastinator, big time.
Okay, and you know, one of the things we want you to do, if you could, Dr. Pitchell, is let's just dive right into it immediately. And if
sure.
you could just help us understand some, you know, some practical ways of A, really coming clean and saying you are a procrastinator. What are the signs? What are the people who really kind of do this? I hear that perfectionism word kicked around forever. And then some practical tips. So let's go to that place right now with you.
Sure. Well, let's start with, you know, what it is. Like, a lot of people think it's a time management problem, and it's not that. It has everything to do with one simple expression, giving in to feel good. It's about getting short-term mood repair. We think we're going to feel better, and we do very briefly, but not completely, because the emotion that's most associated with procrastination is what? Guilt. And so we're always quite aware that we're not doing what we ought to be doing or what we said we would be doing. Not necessarily what other people think we should be doing, but even what we said we were intending to do. So procrastination doesn't have an upside. It's just one form of delay, but it's a bad form of delay. Now, interestingly, many of us say, I'll feel more like it tomorrow. Or we're saying that at the moment to reduce the distance we feel, that uncomfortable feeling of, I said I was going to do this, and I'm not. Well, I'll feel more like it tomorrow. And oddly enough, we do. And the reason for that is, as Dan Gilbert from Harvard University has taught us, when we try to predict how we're going to feel in the future, we rely on the present moment. Think about what your shopping cart looks like in these two scenarios. One day you go shopping and you've just had a big meal. Another day you go shopping and you're hungry. The same week's ahead of you, but your shopping cart looks different. We all experience it. Well, the same thing happens when you procrastinate. You're putting something off. For that moment, you feel good because, oh, I'm not doing that thing now. And so you feel good in the present, and you think you're going to feel better in the future. We're predictably irrational, and we think, I'll feel like it more like it tomorrow. Well, we know what tomorrow's like. Tomorrow comes, and poor future self bears the burden of present self wanting to feel good now. And the starting point for getting over procrastination is to understand that's what's going on. I'm using avoidance as an emotion-focused coping strategy, and it just doesn't pay, because the real place that we get that boost of well-being is in getting things done.
Oh, God, you are so absolutely right on. That feeling of guilt is absolutely the worst feeling on the planet. And you know what I find is just looking at visualizing how good I'm going to feel and really kind of almost emotionally going there. How am I going to feel when I finally get this thing done? There was a friend of mine once who said very wise words. He said, you got to do what you don't want to do in order to do what you do want to do. And it was sort of an interesting way. Don't you love that? You know,
I do.
Paying
in fact,
the bill.
You know, everyone says, "Well, I don't want to be an uptight person who, you know, I'm more laid back." No, you get more time when you don't put things off. You don't have that little monkey on your back, you know, feeling, "Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this." We have a 6-year-old living inside of us. I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. I'll say, "Time to make your bed, Alex." "I don't feel like it." "Alex, I didn't ask you how you felt. It's time to make your bed." And we all do that. "I don't feel like it." And so, and then, you know, I play a game with them. I say, Alex, you know, I'll count to, I'll count, 1,001, 1,002. If I get to 10, I'll give you a dollar. Great. So I start to make his bed. I never get to 6 or 7. He goes, wow. And he learns something along the way, too. I make more of it than it takes time to do. And so many things are like that. And we know from psychology experiments that when we make progress on a goal, it fuels our well-being, just like you said a moment ago. So really, my mantra, number one mantra, is just get started. Make that threshold for getting started easier.
All right, so now we've just gotten started. Let's do some more practical tips. What else can we do to really stay on track? Because so many of us, yours truly included, you know, start out so well, and then, whoa-oh, we're off the wagon again.
Well, the first thing I'd say is we often make very vague goal intentions. So we say, I'm going to do that on the weekend, which means not too much at all because the weekend is huge and this is very vague. And so we have to move from vague goal intentions, we call them anemic goal intentions, they have no strength to them, to what Peter Galwitzer from New York University calls implementation intentions. How are you going to implement it? And you should take a certain form, we learned from his research. In situation X, I will do behavior Y. And so you're going to say, situation X, as soon as I finish my coffee Saturday morning, I'm going to do this specific task. So now we put the cue for our action in the environment. We made a pre-decision to say, when this happens, then I do that. And surprisingly, it leads to a lot more compliance. And the other thing psychologically is this. When we think about things in the concrete, our brain has a funny trick. It thinks it belongs to today. It has some urgency attached to it. And when we think about things abstractly, oh, that belongs to tomorrow. So when we make a specific implementation intention for a concrete behavior, we're more likely to do it as well because we're tricking our minds into saying, this needs to get done today. So that's one of the things we can do around thinking, absolutely, is move from those broad goal intentions to specific implementation intentions.
So how do we eliminate this procrastination from our lives for good, because I've lived with it forever. And
well, you know, not all of us can. I think a lot of it is always that it's a deeply existential thing. You know, we face having intentions. We're goal-oriented. That's what people are. We're always going to have goals. We're always going to have intentions, and there's going to be days when that little six-year-old wants to win the battle, right? We've got this limbic system that is quick to react, and it's emotional, and we have this prefrontal cortex that's planful and thoughtful but takes a lot of energy. And so, you know, we often have to really develop these little habits so that we can win the battle over that emotional self who says, let the future self do it. But wait a minute, future self is you. You have to start to have that look at, you know, what you called earlier, I call time traveling. Put yourself into the future and say, is future self going to like you for doing this? Well, future self is you. Let's get up and get started.
I love that future self. I think that's fantastic. And then if you fall off the wagon, you know, can you forgive yourself and keep going? What's your thought about that?
Well, you know, when we first asked that question, I asked that question to a colleague of mine here at the university because he does a lot of work on forgiveness, and so we did a study together, and I figured it would be forgive and forget, you know, that just more excuses to do more of the same. In fact, what we found was that we did this study with students, and those students who procrastinated studying for the first exam and did poorly but forgave themselves were more likely not to procrastinate on the second exam. And I said to Michael, I don't get it, Michael. Why isn't it just forgive and forget? As well, imagine that you and Dr. P could have offended each other. There's been a transgression between you. Now, you and Pam don't want to see each other. The motivation is avoidance. But let's say Dr. P or you offer forgiveness. Then what happens? The motivation turns towards approach. Well, the same thing happens with procrastination, except the transgression is against the self. And if you don't forgive yourself, you're going to say, oh, I don't even want to think about that. It just brings up all those negative feelings. Forgive yourself, realize that life is always two steps forward, one step back, and you have to try again.
Oh, I love it. This is so wonderful. Dr. Tim Pitchell, the author of Solving the Procrastination Puzzle, my favorite book right now for sure. Don't procrastinate, buy it. And has answered the question, can you really, really eliminate procrastination? The answer is yes, with fantastic tips. And the tips include visualizing, making it real. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're listening to Her Radio. Stay well.